Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you and I always find a cool way to open up the show. So tell me what's going on, the champion. You're a football watcher, so I'm not. But,
yes, New England is on, and you know, they're playing Indianapolis, and I like Tom Brady, but he's got enough championships. I want to see Andrew Luck win this one, and I like the coach from Indy because he's from Boulder. So, you know.
Okay. So you're not a Brady Bunch Brady Bunch fan.
I mean, he's an awesome quarterback. I give the guy credit. But every woman in America loves Tom Brady. And I was telling John, he even looks like he has leg warmers on. The way he has his tape and his socks every game, it looks like Olivia Newton-John when she used to do the get physical thing. It looks like, you know, fame or whatever. I mean, I swear it's on purpose that he makes sure he's stylish looking.
I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I got to root for the underdog.
Okay. Well, listen, I get you. So it's nothing like, I guess those are his eyelash extensions there. That's what women do.
That's right.
It's a new thing. Funny.
Like,
anyway, all right.
Well, else for people to like.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's funny. That's a new thing now with women. I was like, what? I was like, maybe we should do something on that. But anyway, things that make us look beautiful.
That's right.
Next month, we got to look great because we'll get Valentine. So he's going to be your Valentine. I know you got a great Valentine. I'm getting a Valentine. It's all good. Of course I am. Dying to me. I love love. I love commitment. I love marriage and commitment. How's that sound?
See, really? When it's with other people.
Yeah.
When other people are married and committed.
I do.
It's
all good. It's like, how do you get what you want in a relationship? That's what we're talking about, or what you choose in a relationship. That's what we're talking about tonight. So I'm choosing commitment, I'm choosing love, and I'm choosing marriage, I'm choosing the whole thing. And I've watched you go through some ups and downs in your own relationship. I've watched other people do it. My dad, and he says that, he says, Tree, he goes, you got to find a special one. He goes, you're all about metaphysical, talking about intuition. He goes, men aren't like that. And I said, well, I found one. He can't be the only one out there.
He's not into that at all. He, in fact, right now, you know, he's in the other room, so he can't hear this.
Well, he's in the football, and you guys like football together, so that's good.
Yeah. There's something in common instead of metaphysics. But, you know, some men do. There are men out there who do, you know, It's a matter of whether they share your beliefs or not is all it comes down to, you know. And, you know, John is much more of the standardized Christian religion than I am. And I am.
I like
that. I mean, it's not, you know, where I believe in reincarnation, he doesn't. You know, so we definitely have some differences there with our beliefs. So we basically agree to disagree. We just don't talk about it. How's that?
Politics and religion. I get you. You know, my father came for Christmas, and I love my dad's got so many qualities in a man that I would really appreciate. And, you know, our dads are our first teachers, and our moms, too.
Yeah.
But I remember saying, I go, Dad, I believe we have one more reincarnation, and I also believe that our soul can have more than one lifetime. One life going on at the same time. I thought he was going to have a cow. He's like, what?
I bet.
That's my dad's
That
person.
Would seem confusing, and that's a good topic for a show. To me, I mean, that's a several shows in itself. That's fascinating to me to even consider, you know, having two lives going on at the same time. Like your soul is
split.
How about more
than two lives, though? You know what I mean? So maybe instead of our
it's like multitasking. It's like the epitome of multitasking.
Yeah, right? So it's like, well, this lifetime's not working with the relationship. Maybe this part of me is not working. But it's interesting. We should do a show on that at another day. But how do you get what you want in a relationship or what you choose? I always say choose.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. When you're doing it. When you get what you want, when you want something, you always are experiencing a lot. When you choose something, you know you're choosing it, and that's what you expect. So that's a key right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you went through relationships yourself, and I think that's issue of mine. But I am an observer a lot because the coaching that you and I both do, but we do. And so I'm extremely careful that when I do choose a man, I found one that meditates, by the way, and does all these things that I do, so we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. And he does his own thing as well. But tell me that, how do you feel that you find, how do you get the right relationship? How do you create that? Because I think it starts with you before you ever jump in a relationship. And if you have a relationship, how do you get it to be more cohesive and more fun and more what you're looking for? Right? He's like, well, it's all about me. I mean, that's it.
Right. Well, it can be all about you. You know, it can be.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny.
Well, I mean, you're first having to put it out there what you want, you know, what it is that it's important to you. And you have to focus on, you know, I mean, you have to look for what is the most important quality to you. What are the most important things that you would share in common that you have to have? Kind of like, I have to have these things. I would like to have these things, but they're not mandatory. You know what I mean? It's almost like a job interview. It's like filling a job vacancy. It's like they have to be able to type. They have to be able to work the computer. You know, if they can do, you know, long division in their head, that's a plus, but they don't have to. So, I mean, it's you know, knowing what you absolutely have to have in a mate that you, and we learn that by trial and error. You know, we learn that by having all these failed relationships with other people,
right.
And we learn what we really have to have and what we can't live with, you know, and what we can, you know, may not be our ideal scenario, but it's livable, you know. And you know, like I made a list, of qualities I had to have, and I read them all the time. So when I was meeting men, I had that list uppermost in my mind, and if something didn't mesh with them, with my list, it jumped out at me right away, and you know, you'll see that red flag, and you'll just go, okay, I'm done, walking away from this one. Because if you ignore the red flag and you pursue that person, then, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years later, you go, oh my God, this is not going to work. I should have known because blah blah blah. But I just ignored it because I was so crazy about the guy, about everything else. So that's really important that you don't ignore your little warning signs that go off in your head. And you will have those if you've made a list and, you know, read it daily so you're refreshed on the list.
Right.
So that's important. I think that is helpful, don't you?
I agree with you, okay? The naughty and nice list, I was just thinking with Santa, but no, this is different. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Making a list is key. I'm going to back up a little bit. You said something, failed relationship. And I'm coming from a place of I've not been in a great deal of relationships. Now, I've dated a lot, but, you know, long-term
mm-hmm.
relationships, you've had a lot more experience, I think, than I have. And so I when people say, I've had 20 failed relationships, and by the way, people that are listening now or who are downloaded it later, they do say that, or this always happens in all my relationships, and that's the reason why they
mm-hmm.
fail. And usually they're looking at the guy. So instead of saying failed relationships, I think of, like, the relationships that I've been with have prepared me for the next one that I got involved in. And he wasn't
mm-hmm.
more what I was looking for. Certain things were the same, right? And the only constant
mm-hmm.
in any relationship that I've had has been me. And so I learn, I go, okay, if I've got a guy, for me it's important that he makes me a priority. I think all women and all men are like that. But it's also important that he gives me my space. Okay, and I'll give him
mm-hmm.
his. You know, so because you get old enough, and I grew up as an only child, and my parents were both very much that way. They love being together, you know, and then they love being apart, you know, and they come together and be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that kind of thing. So that's my schooling right there was from them, and so I agree with that. But I know a man needs to make you a priority. You need to be number one. And I think that's super important for you,
right,
that he does that. For me, it's super important that I'm a priority, but I want him also to meditate with me. I want him to to be athletic with me. Well, I don't think that that's a priority for you. Yours may be something different,
no.
but you want him
mm-hmm.
to do family
mm-hmm.
things with you. Or, you know, so those are some, those first two right there are deal breaker for me. You know what I mean? I like a guy
right.
that will meditate. Maybe meditating is running. Maybe meditating is yoga. It doesn't really matter. Because then when someone meditates, they're a deep thinker. That's my own philosophy
mm-hmm.
about that. So, you know, and I would not choose guys like that because I thought I was afraid before in the past, I only want them to be athletic because I was afraid, oh, they're going to be, you know, like some of the guys that I've met in, you know, since I've been doing angel coaches and before. I mean, back when I started this, you know, there were guys that the type of guys that were in metaphysics were, I'll never forget going to a Whole Life Expo and seeing this beaten up car, Toyota, and this little man in there with glasses and messy hair and looked like he hadn't taken a shower, saying, I've seen UFOs and talked to aliens. Like, oh, wow. You know, and I go in. Yeah. And I would go in and do the, you know, this is 15 years ago and 15, some, almost 20 years ago. I would go in and see all these guys and they were gay and that's fine. But, you know, I don't want to settle down with a gay guy. Right. And so now it's changing.
Right.
So, you know, and so you can have the straight guy, you know, because I'm straight. And have it all, but you got to be really clear about that. So that's one of the things on my got to have list. And I know what are some of the
mm-hmm.
things that you have on your got to have list. You know, to tell me.
Well, they have to be intelligent, and not just. I mean, they need to be highly intelligent, honestly, because we always say they have to be smart. But I'm not just attracted to average smart. I always like above average smart. You know. They need to have, you know, some wit, some sense of humor. They have to at least get my jokes. And they need to be sensitive because I'm sensitive. But, you know, I don't care if they don't meditate. I don't think you can have a man who's a really deep thinker, but he doesn't meditate. You know, I mean, my dad was a very, very deep thinker, and he would think silently for hours. And, you know, that might be called meditation, but he would never, ever call
sure.
it meditation. He's just thinking about mathematical problems or something, you know. So, you know,
relaxation,
right? You know, honest. They have to be honest. They have to be loyal. I mean, some of those that people always say they want, but yet I don't think a lot of people really do care with honesty sometimes. And I want honesty. So there's some of mine that are deal breakers. You know, if they're insensitive, I can't live with them. If they're deceitful, I can't live with them. But they also, you know, and I put it on a dating profile. They have to like football because I do like football as a woman. I love football. I know I understand the game. My dad coached football. And so I don't do well with men who don't like football. I've had them for years. And so finally when I was dating, I was like, I'm not going to deal with another Sunday afternoon where I'm sitting there watching a game and a man is getting mad at me because he wants me to do something else instead. And so I actually put
right.
it on my dating profile that they have to like football. So there's some stupid stuff like that too with me. You know, it's just kind of like, what is important to you that you want to share with your partner on your free time? And that was something I wanted to be able to share with my partner. You know, I'm kind of a homebody. I like to cook. So I wanted a man who didn't, you know, want to go clubbing every night. As somebody who does like to, you know, stay home, watch a ball game, have a home-cooked meal. And, you know, that's kind of like an old-fashioned thing that, you know, some people don't like that anymore. So those are some of the things that I wanted. And that's what you have to put out there. And so when you meet somebody, you know, and I met men before when I was, you know, meeting men through a dating website. And I could tell right away something would jump out at me right away that we don't have this in common. Or even if, like, I live in Colorado, they'd say, oh, I ski all weekend. Well, that's great. I'm going to be watching a ball game, you know, in the wintertime. So if you want me, you know, if you want somebody to go skiing with you every Sunday, I'm not your girl. You know?
That's honest, though. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that. That really is honest. But, Di, I'm going to tell you this right now. Women want a guy to pay attention to them. Okay? I like
mm-hmm.
the guy who gives me attention. I'm not an attention whore. You know how that goes. And
right.
I'm saying
you
that
want their attention.
Joking. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about this in an article, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. But you're so great. Did you like that article? Like, I don't know how much changes you had to do with it, but I was like, oh, she did this better. So thank you, because I please yeah. everything. She's a great writer, and also, man, she taught me so many things. So I'm getting better, I think. You are. But, you know,
you
I love you. Thank you so much. I feel better when you tell me that. You mean the world beautiful. but the one thing I agree with you is, like, watching football, that's it. That's a, you do that. That's what you do for yourself. That's your downtime. That's your pure enjoyment. And so I think that we need to be really clear about something. You want attention. You want to be a priority. Okay. In a lot of relationships you've had in the past, that has been a challenge for you to receive from the guy. In the past, for me, it's been someone who has, who is afraid of commitment. And I'm afraid of, I'm not afraid.
You're afraid of commitment, yes.
I'm getting over that because that's what, I would attract that, right? And so women and men, I'm going to put it like this, and to listen now, though, if you want something from your mate, your potential mate, a guy or a girl, you want more attention. And I'll give you this story because I wrote it in this article. There's a lady, her name was Faith, or her name is Faith, and she was, you know, the guy came in, you know, the first 30 days or first 90 days is how, when you see how a relationship's really going to go. And so the third month he started talking about his girlfriend and started talking about, or his ex-girlfriend, and started canceling dates on her. Fourth month he ended it with her. She was devastated, called me and said, oh, when's he coming back? And what's going on with him? What is he thinking? Sound familiar? Because I've had it both ways. What is he thinking? What is he thinking? When is he going to come back? What is, does he want me? Why did he leave me? What's she got that I don't have? Or what's she got that I don't have? But then she was going, what does she have that I don't have? And I remember looking at him and said, you know what? You want to, and this guy had left her, and all the men had left her. I go, you're the only constant in here. So I said, what's going on with you? I said, you're not giving yourself attention. I said, look at, you're treating your university work, because she was in school, and I said, it's gone to hell in a handbasket. You're flunking your classes. Your two daughters are pissed at you because you're not showing up for them. You know, and they were older, because she's a little older. She was in her 40s, and they were older. And I said, and you yourself, you're not nurturing or taking care of yourself, and yet you're not doing that for yourself, and you want your guy to do it for you. So until you give it to yourself, as a friend of mine says, a pair of pants is not going to give it to you. That's Lourdes, by the way. She goes, I'm not upset about a pair of pants. But the guy's not going to do it. So if you want it, right, if you want something from a guy, be really clear that you're giving it to yourself first. You know, and that's
important. Give myself football games all the time.
You do. I know you do. And you love it because you cook for yourself, okay? Yeah, and that's something that I appreciate about you. And so now you're really clear. You tolerate, you're probably more on top of this than most of us are. You do not allow a guy to get by with treating you as not the number one, right? You want to be the number one. And,
yeah.
And that's
which is unfortunate, yeah, because I'm all over that then. Boy, am I all over that, aren't I?
Just a little. Sounds good.
Just a little bit.
But you get your guys to do that for you.
I get results.
Yeah.
I get some results.
Yeah. Is that what you call that? Results.
Well, they may be walking away, you know? They may be walking away, but it's results. It's results. You know, I know what does and doesn't work for me. And so if it's not going to work, it's just not going to work. You might as well cut your losses and move to the next one that it will work with.
Yes, I remember when there was a guy, he was like all about self-absorbed, and the guy, the farmer that owned the farm, big farm, he comes over, I'm sure this, he comes over to Di's house to cook, and she's going to take him the meal. The TV goes out, the power goes out, and Di is not like cheap, okay? She abhors cheap, so she goes, so the guy's sitting there waiting for the power to back on so his roast can get cooked. She cooks his roast.
I forgot. I wanted to kill him. I couldn't get rid of him.
Yeah.
He was sitting on my couch. Yeah. It's like 120 degrees in there, and I'm like sweating. And we can just go. No. He wanted the home cooked meal, you know. And I knew immediately this guy's too cheap for me. He just doesn't want to have to buy a beer, you know. He just wants a meal, and so he's gonna sit here and sweat to death for it.
Well, Di wasn't having any part of that.
Well, that was the last time. That was the last time I ever saw him. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the guy's name, but yeah, I can't do cheap. Cheap, just anything like that. That is something that I had on my list. You can't be cheap.
Yeah, but you're not cheap with yourself. And
exactly.
But she told the dude, and the guy said, or listening an hour later, she told him, she goes, we're done, and this is not working. So if you want somebody who lives in truth and who's truthful and loyal, be truthful and loyal to yourself first, okay? Because most of the time we don't do that. We'll lie. We'll lie to ourselves. Oh, maybe you really like me, or I'll just say it this way. I'll be real gentle. I'll be direct. Because if you want direct and you always want to know where you stand with that guy, you always know where you stand with yourself. And you do that. You do that well. And Diane's a chewer. She'll get it out. It's a darn sure. So I'll never get that. Anyway, that guy, he's gone, long gone. I don't remember his name either. But we all have a guy.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
I told him that night. That was last. Yeah, I told him that, I said, there's no reason for us to prolong this. Don't prolong the agony. I can't get the guy off my couch, Could not get him to leave. I'm in the kitchen washing dishes and everything because the power did finally come back on. And I was just biding my time until his movie was over so I could tell him to leave and never come back.
And you did. She was real. She was straight up with him. And but you've been like that with a lot of people. I think that you've had, for a long time, you had to do something because you didn't want to do it. And I know you're married. You got a great relationship with your ex-husband, but the relationship is with him and his wife. And I think that I feel like that time you were with him, it's been years ago, but you learned you had to do certain things a certain way because you're kids. And you said, okay, and I'm saying this to everybody, you have children, I get it, but whatever, if you're looking for loyalty, you're looking for truth because you haven't gotten it from an ex or you haven't gotten from the current one, then do that for yourself first. And you're going, and if you're like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz scratching his head going, what does she mean? Whatever you're accusing him or wanting from him, go ahead, because, then you give it to yourself.
Yeah, that's so important, and people don't take enough time for themselves in between their relationships, because people are so insecure with themselves and needy and need to feel that love again. And that's what was part of your article. It's like they get out of a relationship and they want to have that love feeling again, so they're immediately trying their setting their sights on somebody else. And you have to have some downtime that's just yourself to get over that last person and treat yourself well before you're really going to be able to be a good partner to the next person, because otherwise you're just looking at the next person coming from a sense of need and a sense of lack. And I had years by myself. I did. But I did treat myself the way I wanted to be treated because, I was a mom. I was raising kids. Mikey was autistic. He was a handful. And you're doing all these things, for your family, and so you never feel like you're doing anything for you. I didn't even date when my husband and I split up. I just wanted to be able to come home and say, I'm going to take a hot bath, a bubble bath, or I'm going to watch nothing but cheesy romantic, chick flicks all night long. And it was just things like that I just did for me that I'd never been able to do before, So you really need to feed yourself, and give yourself all the warm and fuzzies and positive strokes that you always wanted to have when you had your last relationship. And do your own meditations and figure out what it is that you do want in your next partner before you start looking for it.
There you go. Well, I know you got a great guy now. He's super smart. He's smarter than most of them.
He is. Too smart.
Anyway, I love you guys.
He's outwitting me,
myself.
And I don't like it.
He's no fun. Anyway, Di, it's getting close to game time for you. I'm going to end the show today, right now. But, you guys, this is just one show, and we take them all out of our book. There's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. And you can find it on angelcoaches.org, Diane Beauty. I know your site is not up right now, or you can go to Amazon and Google either one of her names and pull the book up. Di's written a lot of other books, too, about passive-aggressive behavior. She's a straight shooter. And with some fun stories in there. And so you guys should look her name up. She's got a lot of books. And look our name up. That book is wonderful because it's got things that we're talking about, but also the ways that you can heal your life, because you got to heal you before you can get the guy, the girl that you're, of your dreams that you're looking for. And I realized that myself. So commitment, I love commitment. I do. And I found a really wonderful potential guy here, so we'll see. But like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and we'll see you on Tuesday night. I've got a special speaker. Sue Wilcox is going to be on there. She's going to be sharing with us about the physical signs your body goes through in the ascension process. So how cool is that? Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great day. Di, you enjoy your game, and I will catch you later. And thanks for the looking at my article.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, bye.
Thanks. Bye.